Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $20 on the Steel MS-162 or MS-170 chainsaw. Real Steel. Offer valid through June 30th, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
My name is Clay Travis, and we have got maybe the greatest episode in television history that we just had the cliffhanger for. Now, before we go any further, I want to talk about this cliffhanger for a minute. I am telling you right now that we will never have an episode more sought after than the way that just ended. There is a 1,000,000,000% chance that every living human would have clicked play if they were able to immediately go to episode 3. 100% of everyone who watches Game of Thrones would have stayed up as late as possible, as late as necessary, in order to be able to click play on that next button. You know how if you're watching Netflix or if you're watching pretty much any on-demand service, it immediately takes you on to the next episode? I'm telling you right now, every single person out there would have gone for the next episode. Now, before I go into my notes here and take you through this episode, I want to hit you with a final scene that I think was significant. And I'll circle back to this at the end too. But everybody who just watched saw Jon Snow finally tell Daenerys that he is in fact her nephew, that her brother is his father, right? Almost immediately, as we have like the rising crescendo, literally the horn blows, because the White Walkers have arrived. They walk outside on the ramparts. And did you notice how each of them stood on either side of Tyrion? I'm telling you right now, and I haven't read very many people saying this, but I am telling you, Tyrion is a Targaryen too. That's what they're showing you over and over and over again. There are 3 Targaryen offspring. Jon, who we just found out about, Daenerys, who we've known about throughout the entirety of the season, and Tyrion, whose father was the Mad King and who had an affair with Lannister. Tyrion doesn't know it yet, but my argument here is that Tyrion is a Targaryen. And that scene, if you go back and watch it after you watch this show, go back and watch it and ask yourself, why in the world, of all the people that could be standing outside on the ramparts, do Jon and Daenerys walk outside from the crypt and immediately stand alongside of Tyrion, literally with him in between them? A lot of you are triggered. I happen to glance over at the comments. I want all of you to apologize to your boy when this ends up being true, that Tyrion is a Targaryen and that Tywin Lannister is not actually his father. There have been little details spliced all throughout the show that would suggest this might be true, okay? And in particular, remember years ago when Tyrion approached the dragon and the dragon let him approach? I don't know how Daenerys didn't know that Jon was a Targaryen the minute he rode the dragons. In fact, I kept waiting for Jon Snow to say, I rode the dragons. The dragons welcomed me. I know it's true. You should know it's true if you have a brain at all. I'm telling you right here and now, there is major unveiling going on. I think Tyrion's a Targaryen. Maybe that's why we didn't get the full total of his conversation with Bran. Okay, so think on that a little bit. Just think on that. That's a blockbuster idea. I understand it's triggered some of you because my brilliance and my narrative supremacy has blown you away.